哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you all.
我们下午继续来遵守安息生日的主题是信仰的三部曲。
The topic for this afternoon will be the three movements of our faith.
有一些音乐它比较长，它要分成上、中、下三个部分。
Some music pieces are longer and they are split into three parts.
有一些古典音乐比较多这种的结构。
Especially in classical music.
那么信仰上也是可以分成三部分。
In our faith, it can also be divided into three movements.
我们看提撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's read First Thessalonians.
第一章。
Chapter one.
第九节。
Verse nine.
提撒罗尼迦前书一章的第九节。
First Thessalonians one verse nine.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read this together.
下午吃的比较饱啊，比较累，所以要大声读出来，才不会打瞌睡。
We're really full right now from the food, so then we'll read loudly so we won't fall asleep.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎么样进到你们那里，你们是怎么样离弃偶像，归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节，等候他儿子从天降临，这是他从死里复活的那一位，救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。这里保罗写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候提到信仰的三部曲。
So here when Paul wrote the letter to this church, he discussed the three movements of the faith.
其实啊，对一个刚刚信主的信徒还有刚刚信主的教会，这是非常重要的指导。
This is a very important teaching for a newly believing church.
甚至对我们这些老信徒来说，同样的也是很好的提醒。
And it's a very good reminder for those who have believed for a long time as well.
是哪三步呢？
What three movements are these?
第九节啊。
In verse 9.
你可以看到，第一呢，就是第一章第九节说我们要离弃偶像，归向神。
It tells us that we have to turn to God from idols.
一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
第二，就是要服侍那又真又活的神。
And then it says that we have to serve the living and true God.
就是服侍神哦。
That is to serve God.
第三呢，就是要等候神。
The third is to wait for Him.
这里这个结构就很明显，三样都是跟神有关的。
This construct is very clear. All of them is related to God.
但是那个次序也是很重要。
But the order is also very important.
那我们来看看这三点。
Let us look at these three parts.
信仰上，我们到底要进行到哪一步
？For us in our faith, where are we?
第一步。要归向神。
The first is we have to turn to God.
要归向神之前呢，要离弃偶像。
Before we turn to God, we have to leave idols.
偶像是什么
？What are idols?
偶像的定义就是某一种事或者是某一种东西，它要取代神在你心中的位置。
An idol is anything that replaces God's place in your heart.
我们看使徒行传十四章。
Let us look at Acts chapter 14.
十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
三，诸君为什么做这事呢？我们也是人，性情和你们一样。我们传福音给你们，叫你们离弃这些虚妄。归向那创造天地海和其中万物的永生神。这里记载保罗他们呢去传福音。
Here Paul was preaching the gospel.
还有巴拿巴在一起。
With Barnabas.
哇，他们去到一个地方。
They went to a place.
在这边医治了生来瘸腿的人。
And there, they healed a person that was crippled from birth.
结果那些人呢看到保罗他们能够医病。
And the people who saw this,
就是拿花圈啊，拿一些东西来献保罗啊，还有巴拿巴献祭。
They worship Paul and Barnabas.
其实那些外邦人啊，他们什么都拜。
Because these Gentiles, they worship everything.
有一些是动物，有一些是神的创造，比如说山啊、水啊、河啊，什么都拜。
They worship animals. They worship the creation of God, including the mountains, rivers, and sea.
现在他们连保罗他们都拜。
And now they're even worshiping Paul.
对他们来说，谁可以帮助他们，他们就拜谁。
To them, whoever can help them is someone worthy of being worshipped.
所以自古以来，人都有拜神的天性。
So in from ancient times, all men has the nature of worshiping God.
但是他们不认识独一真神。
But then these people did not know the true God.
在很多的文化里面，都人自己创造了很多神出来。
In many different cultures, humans create gods for themselves.
还有这些东西有它的吸引力。
These things all have their attraction.
你以为说拜偶像不会灵验吗？不会得到帮助吗？你就错了。
Do you think that if you worship idols, you will not have help? You are wrong.
有一些人去拜偶像，拜人手做出来的假神，他们也得到所谓的体验呢。
People have good experiences from worshiping idols that are created by human hands.
或者帮助他们解决了一些问题。And
these idols have helped them solve some problems.
那你可能问了，那一尊金的、银的、木头的，怎么会真的是帮助到他们呢？
And you may ask, then how can this wooden or golden or metal carved thing help them?
其实是魔鬼利用这些偶像，把人的心偷走了。
In actual fact, it was the demon who used this idol to steal the hearts of men.
因为你觉得他的这只偶像可以帮你，所以你就一直拜。Because
they feel that this idol can help them, so they continue to worship it.
但是当你认识独一真神的时候。But
once you know the one true God.
第一件事情就是把那些偶像要丢掉。The
first thing that you do is throw away these idols.
今年去阿根廷协助圣工。Today,
this year I helped out in the holy work in Argentina.
那我去一个信徒的家里帮忙除偶像。I
went to a believer's home to help them remove their idols.
那个信徒是从台湾来的，那个慕道者是台湾人。That
truth seeker was from Taiwan.
她就是一个小姐，是一个女士。She
was a female.
她爸爸从台湾移民到阿根廷的时候。
Her father immigrated to Argentina.
哇，带来一张很大的偶像的画。He
brought a large painting of an idol.
啊，就把家里一个房间呢，特别分出来用来敬拜这个偶像。And
he dedicated one full room in his house to worship this idol.
但是他妹妹信了主了，妹妹传福音给他。But
this young girl has come to believe in God and preach the gospel to him.
那我们第一件事情啊，就是要去他家里说 ，OK， 那我们要帮你除偶像。So
the first thing we had to do was go into their home and help them remove this idol.
那我们在国外除偶像的机会也不是很多，有时候有，但是不是常常。In
this Western society, there's not a lot of opportunities to do this.
也有试过好几次。
But it does happen once in a while.
但是这一次很特别。And
this time was very different.
那个偶像，那个图画，钉在墙壁上面。This
painting was nailed on the wall.
还有连着，做了一个定做的柜子，放一些香啊、什么灯啊，也是连在墙壁上面。And
they also made a little table in front of it to have incense and lights.
不是说你要拿下来就拿下来啊。All
of it was nailed to the wall, so it wasn't so easy.
但是还好没有带好工具。But
thankfully we had brought tools.
有铁条啦，那个那些要好像拆东西的，好像做装修的要拆柜子的那种东西。We
were like construction workers. We brought all sorts of tools to help remove this.
哇！我带了两个弟兄，两个负责人也去。I
brought two brothers.
哇！他们就负责出力，我就出嘴巴。我说这个用力一点。
So they were the ones doing all the hard labor, and I instructed them what to do.
不好拆啊,
this was not easy.
因为那个钉子锁死在这个墙壁里面。
Because the nail was fully into the wall.
哇，要很用力，然后真的是要拆柜子那种做装修的那种力度。
They needed a lot of strength to pull it out.
弄完之后，我要打那个玻璃打碎啊，把那个纸也敲撕破啊。
Afterwards, they have to destroy all of the glass or the painting.
连那个墙壁都有一些印，因为是入墙的，定做的，所以拆出来之后那个颜色就不一样，所以要重新修理。
Because it was fully nailed to the wall, then there were marks on it after they removed it, so they have to redo the wall also.
我就问那个姐妹，我问那个慕道者。
So I asked the truth seeker.
拆之前再问他一次，你确定吗？我们可以拿走吗？
Before I took it off, we asked, "Are you sure you want us to do this?"
他说可以。He
said yes.
为什么
？Why?
我们现在全家要信主了，这个东西要拿走。Now
our whole family is coming to believe in God, so we need to remove this.
那我爸爸也不在了，所以这个东西我可以决定处理。So
my father has already passed away, so I can make the decision.
因为要拆掉这个偶像，才可以下一次灵恩会才可以受洗。
Because I have to remove this so that I can be baptized the next Holy Communion.
感谢主啊，他很有决心。
Thank God she was very determined.
但是有形的偶像比较好拆啊。
But this visible idol is easier to remove.
但是更难拆的就是无形的偶像。
The harder thing to remove is the invisible idol.
刚刚所定义了什么叫偶像。
We have defined this before. What is an idol?
任何在你心里面可以取代神位置的东西就是偶像。
It is anything that replaces God's position in your heart.
我们知道我们心中有一个最宝贵的位置。
We know that in our hearts there is a position for that is the most precious.
这个位置的是最尊贵的。
This is most precious and greatest.
你一生要追求它，你一生所有的注意力，你放在最高的是什么？
All of your attention, all of your pursuit of your whole life is what is it?
到底谁坐在这个位置？
Who is sitting upon this seat?
有时候不一定是神哦。
Sometimes it is not God.
你每个礼拜有来守安息日，不代表你心中没有偶像。
Just because you keep the Sabbath every week does not mean that you do not have idols in your heart.
以前的以色列百姓，他们是一边拜偶像，一边在拜耶和华的。
And the Old Testament, the Israelites, they worship God as well as idols.
他们不是不拜神，但是偷偷他们也会 keep 自己的偶像。
It wasn't that they did not believe worship God, but they also kept their own idols.
意思就是说，他们虽然是拜神，但是心中没有把神放最重要。
That is to say, although they worship God, they did not put Him first.
那如果是用这个标准来问我们自己
，So if we use this, to ask this way to ask ourselves the standard,
你会发觉，其实我们每一个人心中都很多偶像。
You will realize that every single one of us has many idols in our hearts.
只要你觉得这件事情是最重要。
As long as you think that this is the most important,
比神还重要。
More important than God.
比拜神、比侍奉神、比追求神还重要。
More important than worshiping, pursuing, and serving the Lord.
啊，这个就是你的偶像。
That is your idol.
啊，这个不一定是有形的东西。
This doesn't have to be something of physical form.
啊，有一个姐妹。
There is a sister.
哎，她有一阵子，她自从买了新手机，也登录了一些 app 之后，她就很沉迷用那个 app。
There was a period of time after she got a new phone, she downloaded some new apps, and she was very into it.
她不是很年轻。
She wasn't very young.
已经四五十岁了。
She was already in her 40s or 50s.
但是她说有一阵子她就觉得说，哎，早上起来第一件事情就是要看那个东西。
But for a period of time, the first thing that she had to do every morning was look at that app.
一忙完了又是要看那个东西。
After she's done with her busy work, then she will go back to the app.
睡觉前一有空也是追。
Before she goes to sleep, she also goes back to the app.
她开始在追剧。
She was using it to watch dramas.
后来呢，剧也不追了，就看短视频。
And then later on, she stopped watching dramas. She was watching social media feeds.
她觉得很放松。
She thought it was very comforting to her.
但是她自己过了一阵子之后，自己在思考。
She thought it was relaxing. And then after a while, she reviewed herself.
最近的心呢，比较烦躁。
She felt that in her heart she was a little bit irritated.
也没有办法很集中读圣经。
It was hard for her to focus to read the Bible.
最近祷告也比较少啊。
And she was minimizing her prayer time.
甚至有时候聚会当中也忍不住就滑一下。
Sometimes even during sermons she would be scrolling through her phone.
来到教会有时候跟人家讲几句话，也手机拿出来滑一下。
When she's in church, she will chat with someone for like a few words, and then she'll go back to her.
那天听到道理，刚好听到这个心中的偶像。
And when she hears the sermon about the idol in your heart,
她突然间醒过来。
She was awakened.
那我的心是不是最近被偷走了？
Is my heart stolen?
我跟我家人在一起，其实我的心不是在家里。
Although I am with my family, my heart was not with them.
我来到教会，我的心也不在教会。
I come to church, but my heart is not here.
她已经醒过来，哎，我心中是不是有偶像？
So she was awakened, and she realized that maybe I have an idol in my heart.
哇，我。他立志，哎呀，把这几个 app 把它 delete 掉，我不要再用，反正不用也不会影响我的生活。
So she made a determination to delete these apps because they won't affect her life.
这些 subscription， 这些订阅的，虽然不是很多钱，但是花了我太多的时间。
She'll unsubscribe from all these video watching apps, although they're not a lot of money, but they take away my time.
还有另外一个信徒。
There's another believer.
啊，他。移民到一个新的国家。
They immigrated to a new country.
啊，他一开始啊，工作不是很稳定。
In the beginning, their work was not very stable.
常常去教会祷告敬拜神。
They went to church often to pray and worship the Lord.
他觉得说，当我常常亲近神、侍奉神，神一定会祝福我，带领我的工作。
They felt that if I worship God and I draw close to Him, then God will bring me peace.
有一阵子，他虽然工作很忙，但是他还是坚持住。
And there was a period of time, even though they were very busy in their work, they remained determined.
但是随着过了几年之后，时间慢慢推移。
But after a few years,
他的工作越来越忙，因为很顺利，所以就升职。
Their work was very smooth, so then they were elevated at work.
升职就责任就越来越多。
With a greater position, they had more responsibilities.
老板还答应他，你继续这样做，我要提升你，以后会给你一个什么什么的职位。
The boss also promised them that if they continue this way, then they'll be elevated even more.
他就更努力的去做。
So they worked even harder.
曾经把心中最重要的位置是给主耶稣。
Once upon a time, they had put God in the first place in their heart.
他觉得没有主，没有一切，也没有工作。
They felt that if I don't have God, I don't have anything, I don't have a job.
到现在呢 ，career， 现在事业是他最重要的。
But now career was their number one in their heart.
因为他有这个目标，他希望做到这个位置。
Because they had a goal that they wanted to achieve.
所以有时候安息常常看不到他了。
So oftentimes they do not even come to Sabbath.
很忙啊。
They are very busy.
心中最重要的位置被别人做掉了。
The most important place in their heart was taken away.
被老板做了，被客户做了，被工作做了。
Taken away by their boss, their clients, or their job.
一直没有办法醒过来。
They were unable to be awakened from this.
有一天，突然间收到公司的通知。
Suddenly, they heard, they got a notice from their work.
裁员，对不起，裁掉你了。
They were cutting back, so then they fired them.
突然间醒过来。
Suddenly, they were awakened.
我追求的东西一下就没有了。
What I was pursuing suddenly was gone.
我心中剩下什么？
What do I have left in my heart?
我们看诗篇十六篇。
Let us look at Psalm 16.
十六篇第四节。
Psalm 16, verse 4.
十六篇第四节。
Psalm 16, verse 4.
一起读。
Let's read this together.
一二三。
Their sorrows.
论以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。他们所浇奠的血，我不献上。我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。这里说以别神代替耶和华的。
This is those who hasten after another god.
中文跟英文翻的有点不一样啊。中文就是说，如果你把别的神用来取代真神。
In the Chinese translation, it is if you use another god to replace true god.
本来是主耶稣是最重要的，但是你觉得主耶稣啊，现在这个位置，请你让一下哦。现在我比较。有别的东西要追求，所以请让个位啊！以后有需要你再请你回来。
The Lord Jesus is the most important in your heart, and then you suddenly tell him, "Sorry, I need to put something else here. Please, go aside." And they switch God out for something else.
我们常常都是被主耶稣，我们都请主耶稣要让位置。
A lot of the times we ask God to, be set aside.
你的愁苦就会增加。
If you do this, then your bitterness will increase.
财产有没有增加就不一定了，但是你的愁苦会增加。
Whether or not your riches will increase is unknown, but then your bitterness will definitely increase.
所以第一件事情，你就是要先把偶像除掉，然后呢，转向神。
Because the first thing that you should do is remove the idols and turn to God.
有时候这个真的是无形的，你要自己心中想一想。
Sometimes this happens without form, and you have to really reflect upon yourself.
我虽然那么忙，但是我心中谁是最重要？
I'm very busy, but what is the most important in my heart?
如果不是追求神，
if it is not the pursuit of God,
你会觉得很虚空的。
Then you will feel that your life is in vain.
英文呢，这里是 who hasten after other God, 就是追别的神的。这个也翻得很好，追别的神。
Here in English translation is who hasten after another God.
你在追什么？
Who are you pursuing?
你追的剧可能就是你的神。
Are you pursuing dramas that may be your God?
你追的人可能就是你的神。
Or people that person may be your God.
或者是追求世界的成功。
Or success in this life.
最近我看一个新闻。
I saw a news article.
他说在美国啊，现在很多大学的年轻人呢，开始很多回到教会。
In the United States, there is a movement where a lot of college students are returning back to church.
这跟我们听到的不太一样。
This is different from what we usually hear.
过去几十年，我们只是听到说，哦，越来越多年轻人不去教会了。
In the past decade, we heard a lot of news about people leaving the church after college.
现在这个趋势有点在改变。
But now the trends are changing.
很多年轻人，尤其大学生，回到教会里面。
A lot of young people are returning back to church.
啊，那有人就访问他们。
So there has been some interviews.
为什么你们以前没去教会，年轻人突然间就想回来教会？
Why is it that you did not go to church before and now you want to return?
有一些就直接就回答。
Some reply.
他说以前我们追世界，很空虚。
In the past, we pursued the world, and it is all in vain.
没有错，喝酒、跳舞、吸毒，什么都来了，都玩过了，还是很空虚。
They did all of, they pursued after pleasure of, drinking,
现在他们要回到找信仰。
Drinking and partying and all that sort of stuff, but then it was all in vain, and now they want to return to seek their faith.
如果我们真耶稣教会再多在会员啊校园有一些布道啊，有一些团契啊，一定可以吸引更多年轻人来归真。
If our church can have more fellowship within the school grounds, then we can definitely bring more belief truth seekers.
弟兄姐妹，二零二五年快过了。
Dear brothers and sisters, 2025 is ending.
你在二零二五年有没有在追神呢？
Have you pursued God in this year?
有没有追神，追主耶稣？
Have you pursued God?
还是你在追别的东西？
Are you pursuing something else?
啊，第二点，看回来《提撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let's turn back to First Thessalonians.
第九第一章第九节第二部。
Chapter 1, verse 9, the second part.
这里说要服侍神。
Here it says to serve God.
你相信神，你归向神，相信他还不够。
So after you turn to God, you have to, that's not enough.
你要开始服侍他。
You have to start to serve him.
为什么要服侍他？
Why do you have to serve him?
这里讲了一点，因为我们敬拜这个神呢，是又真又活的神。
Here it says that the Lord that we serve is living and true.
神是真的，然后神是活的。
Is true and he's living.
真的就是他，不会改变，他是唯一的。
True means that he will not change. He is the only one.
活的呢，就是他有生命的，你可以体验他的。
Living means that he has life and you can experience him.
我们看耶利米书十章十节。
Let us look at Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 10.
耶利米十章十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 10.
十章十节。我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
一二三，唯耶和华是真神，是活神，是永远的王。他一发怒，大地震动；他一怒恨，恼恨列国都担当不起啊！这里说我们的神是又真又活的。
Here it says our God is true and living.
昨天晚上我在本拿比领会之后，有跟一对慕道者的夫妻来认识。
Yesterday night I was in Burnaby Church and after the sermon I spoke with a truth seeker couple.
他们就马上就跟我做见证。
They testified to me.
他们是遇到很大很大的困难，很大很大的忧伤、绝望的时候认识主的。
They met God when they were in great sorrow and tribulation.
他们其实住在教会对面。
They live across the street from the church.
但是遇到最大的困难的时候，主耶稣引领他们来到真教会。
And when they faced their greatest tribulation, the Lord brought them to church.
有半年的时间了。
They've been here for half a year.
每天都来，每个礼拜，只要每一堂有聚会都会来。
Anytime there's a service, they come.
他马上，我都还没有问他，他就马上做见证。
I haven't even started to ask them, and they made a testimony.
哇，我们两夫妻有体验。
They said we have experience.
神真的是在这个教会里面。
God is truly here in this church.
那个时候他的灵恩会出来求圣灵。
They were praying for the Holy Spirit.
一跪下去，那个女的一跪下去。
When the wife knelt down.
她听到有一个声音。
She heard a voice.
用南京话，用南京话，她是南京人。
The dialect from the Nanjing area.
告诉她说，你要大声一点，祷告，张开嘴巴，求圣灵。
Who told her you have to pray louder? You have to when you pray, you have to speak.
那个时候教会都还传道都不会那么快下来按手。
It was really early on in the prayer. It wasn't at the time where the preachers were coming to lay hands.
我们的传道也没有是传道是南京人，不会讲南京话。
And actually, none of our preachers can speak this dialect.
但是是圣灵自己，主耶稣自己跟他讲，你要祷告，要开声，大声一点，求圣灵。
But it was the Holy Spirit who spoke to them directly that you have to speak out loud in your prayer.
哇，不久之后就被圣灵充满。
And soon after, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
后来隔天献身祷告，也是求到圣灵。
And the second day, then she during the prayer, then she received the Holy Spirit.
要看到荣光，要看到异象。
She saw a glorious light and a vision.
这个神真的是真的。
She knows that this God is true.
如果没有这种体验，不会那么追求，那么对神有这种爱慕的心。
If it wasn't for this experience, they would not have this pursuit, this heart of love towards God.
但是当我们信主日子久了之后，
But when we've believed for a long time,
我们还记不记得神是又真又活的呢？
Do we remember that God is true and living?
如果你真的常常服侍他，真的常常去爱他， 你会常常感觉到，哎，神真的在你生活当中是让你有体验的。
If you often pursue him and you love him and serve him, then you can experience that God is truly in your life.
你向他祷告，他是会回应你的。
When you pray often, he will respond to you often.
如果你不听他的话，他是会生气的，他会愤怒的。
If you do not listen to him, he will be angry.
神是真的，他不是假的。
God is true.
神是有感觉的。
He has feelings.
好了，那既然他有感觉，你就是要讨他喜悦了。
Since God has feelings, then you have to seek his favor.
这里说你要服侍他。
Here it says that you have to serve him.
啊，服侍神。
Serve God.
好了，那我们想想，我们有没有服侍神？
Let us reflect. Have we served God?
有没有服侍？
Have we?
来说有啊，我有在做圣工啊。
You may say yes, I am doing holy work.
大家一想到服侍神，就想到说，哦，我要做一些什么的工来服侍神。
When you first think about serving God, you may think about holy work.
啊，这是其中一种。
This is a type.
替教会做工作，或是服侍弟兄姐妹。
To do holy work in church or to serve brothers and sisters.
那还有另外一种意义。
But there's other meaning.
我们看约书亚记。
Let us look at the book of Joshua.
约书亚记二十四章。
24.
约书亚记二十四章。
Joshua 24.
我们看第十五节。
Let us read verse 15.
以上啊，约书亚二十四章十五节。
Joshua 24:15.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。若是你们以为侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住在这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。这是约书亚老的时候所讲的话。
This is what Joshua said when he was elderly.
啊，约书亚其实他的一生啊都在侍奉神。
In his whole life, he was serving the Lord.
当摩以前年轻的时候做摩西的助手。
When he was young, he was an associate to Moses.
现在呢，他带领以色列百姓。
Now he has led the Israelites.
打完仗了。
They finished fighting.
他也老了。
And he is elder.
他知道他的日子不多了。
He knows that he's at the end of his days.
但是他把一件重要的事情告诉以色列百姓。
But he tells the Israelites a very important thing.
我不管你们怎么选。
I don't care how you choose.
我跟我家的必定侍奉耶和华。
But I and my family, we will serve the Lord.
原来侍奉神不单只是在做圣工而已。
So serving the Lord is not just doing holy work.
侍奉神的意思就是你把这个信仰一代传一代。
So serving the Lord includes passing on your faith from generation to generation.
不单只是你自己这一代。
Not just your own generation.
你自己好好拜神。
Not just you worshiping the Lord.
孩子从小了，你把他带到神的面前。
But also in your children, when they're young, you bring them to the Lord.
一直提醒他，一直提醒他。
Continue to remind them.
你不要跟随世界。
Do not follow the world.
你要跟随神。
Follow God.
我们这个礼拜开始啊，明天开始就是学生联会。
Starting from tomorrow, there is the student spiritual convocation.
啊，有时候我觉得说，孩子在这个年代要保守信仰，真的很不容易。
Sometimes I reflect and I think that it is so hard for children to keep their faith in this generation.
有时候我看我的孩子，哇，他们现在面对的世界跟我们三四十年前完全不同。
I look at the world it is today for my children. It's so different from 30 or 40 years ago.
那时候没有手机。
At that time, there was no cell phone.
网络也很慢。
And the internet was very slow.
根本没有东西可以看。
There was nothing to watch.
慢到你根本不想看。
It was so slow that you would not want to.
Download 一张图片要两分钟，我等到就可以泡个咖啡回来，都还没有 download 好。
It takes 2 minutes to download one photo. I can go and get a cup of coffee, and it will still not be done.
要上网要占掉家里的电话线。
If you wanted to go online, then it will use your telephone line too.
然后呢，刚好上到网啊，图片download到了一半，有人拿起电话要打就 cut off。
And you got connected, and then you download your photo for halfway, and then somebody picked up the phone and you're cut off.
我也在骂人，我也被骂。
I will be angry at someone, and somebody will be angry at me.
太慢了，所以哎，算了，不看了。
It was so slow that you would not bother spending time on it.
因为没有手机，大家都可以交流多一些，大家青年也可以多聊天了。现在不聊天的。
Because there's no smartphone, then people would actually talk in person.
真的，但现在完全不一样。
It's very different from now.
现在是自我的年代。
Now everybody is very self-centered.
大家服侍自己。
Everyone serves themselves.
刚刚是说是服侍神了，现在大家侍奉自己啊。
We were talking about serving the Lord, but a lot of the times people serve themselves.
所以现在不要说什么做什么圣工了，现在每一个礼拜来好好拜神，专专心心拜神，已经是不容易了。
So not to even mention serving the Lord, but just coming and keeping the Sabbath every week is already very hard.
你说一早起来就准备好了。
For example, you wake up and you're ready.
从早上开始不太看手机, 做得到吗?
Starting from the morning, you don't look at your phone. Are you able to do this?
洗干净, 早早就来教会拜, 拜神。
Cleanse yourself, and then you come to church early to praise, to worship God.
除了跟弟兄姐妹聊聊信仰。
Not only do you discuss your faith with your brothers and sisters.
聚会还没开始，就早点坐在那边安安静静思考神。
Sometimes before the sermon, you sit there and you consider, you think about God.
真的跪在这边祷告的时候，真的感谢他。
When you're kneeling down and praying, you truly be thankful towards God.
回家一有机会，两夫妻之间也是谈信仰，跟孩子是谈信仰。
And when you go home, you discuss your faith with your family members.
这个就是在侍奉神。This
is serving God.
不是说你在教会很忙啊，回到家根本就不谈这个。
It's not that you're very busy in church and then you don't discuss your faith at all.
不是，侍奉神不是只有在做圣工。
It is not just to do holy work to serve God.
也是真的把这个这份信仰放在家里。
Is to truly put this faith at home.
啊，这样一代传一代。
From generation to generation, it's passed on.
我们下个礼拜要有学生灵恩大会。
So next week we have student spiritual convocation.
有一些大学生也是要飞到美国参加大专学生灵恩会。
There are some college students who are flying to the United States to attend the same thing.
我们都希望我们教会的信仰就是可以传下去。
We hope that the faith of the church can continue to be passed on.
我们当然在座的可能。 灰头发、白头发的人比较多一点。
Of course, we may have a larger elderly population here.
但是我们的孩子呢？
But how about our children?
更要看重他们。
We have to pay attention to them.
让他们在我们不在的时候继续可以侍奉神，这就是我们真正的侍奉。
So that one day when we are gone, they can continue to serve the Lord. This is very important.
看回来，第一撒罗尼迦前书第一章第九节。
Let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们一起读,
Let's read.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里？你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神？要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节，等候他儿子从天降临，这是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。 最后一个部曲，第三部曲就是要等候神。The
third movement is to wait for God.
你归向神之后，就要服侍神，等候神，最后要等候神。After
you follow Him, you serve Him, and then in the end, you wait for Him.
那为什么要等候呢？Why
do we have to wait?
因为主耶稣什么时候来，我们不知道。Because
we do not know when Jesus will come again.
在保罗写《帖撒罗尼迦书》的时候，他们以为耶稣很快就会来。
When Paul was writing this book, they already thought that Jesus was coming soon.
主耶稣说我会再来啊，他被接上去的时候说我很快再来啊，但是又没有讲多久。
Because that's what Jesus said when he ascended to heaven. He said, "I will come again soon."
结果等到现在还没来。
But until now, he is not here.
2000年过去了。
It's been 2,000 years.
我们就以为说，哎呀，主耶稣讲那么久，可能也没有那么快。
So we may think that Jesus have already spoken so long for so long ago. It might not be that soon.
但是大家不要用这种心态。
But let's not view it this way.
我们看彼得后书。Let
us look at 2 Peter.
彼得后书第三章。
Chapter 3.
三章的第八节。
Verse 8.
三章的第八节。
2 Peter 3, verse 8.
一二三。 亲爱的弟兄，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。第九节，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，而是欢容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。这就解释为什么我们还是要等候。Here
explains why we have to wait.
第一，不要以为说主耶稣真的是等了2000年都还没有来，太久了。First,
don't think that he waited 2,000 years and it's very long.
彼得这里解释了，在神看来啊，这2000年好像2天而已。Here
Peter explains that to God, 1,000 years is like a day and a day like 1,000.
2天很快啊。
That 2 days is very.
对我们来说，人是好像2000年是很久。To
us, 2,000 years is very long.
啊，其实。 只是过了2天而已啊，对神来说。
But to God, it may be just 2 days.
现在科学已经证明了，相对论，你如果用光速的时间来飞行，光速的速度飞行，你的时间跟地球上的时间是不一样。
So, science have already spoken about the theory of relativity. If you move among like light, the speed of light, then your sense of time is different.
你觉得很久, 在神看来一点都不久。
You may think that time passed by very slowly, but to God it's not.
就好像说你们觉得我讲了很久, 其实我可能只讲了一半而已。
For example, you may think that I've been speaking for a long time, but I've only spent half.
没有了，我快结束了。
It's not true. I've almost done.
我知道你们很累，所以不能讲太久。
So I will not speak too long.
但是有一些人在上面讲得很感动啊。
But sometimes people are speaking and they're very touched.
有一次有一个长老在上面讲了很久。
There's one time an elder spoke very long on the pulpit.
下面的人全部都倒掉了。
All the listeners were falling asleep.
哇，他还在那边一直讲。
But he continued speaking.
讲完下来了,
when he was done,
有人问他长老为什么讲那么久?
People asked him, how come you spoke for so long today?
他说,哇,我很感动啊,所以很感动一定要把它讲完。
He said, I was very touched, so I had to finish what I wanted to say.
但是听的人没有很感动啊。
But then the people who were listening were not very touched.
要一起感动才有办法。
So it is better if we are all touched.
所以时间是相对的。
So time is relative.
你很累的时候,想要打瞌睡的时候,就觉得我讲了很久。
When you're tired and you want to fall asleep, then you will think that I've spoken for a long time.
你很渴慕的时候就觉得一个钟头怎么那么快?
But if you really want to pursue, then you will think an hour passed by so quickly.
同样的,如果你没有准备好, 等主耶稣的日子,
in the same way, if you are not prepared for Jesus,
再给你1000年也不够了,
even if he gives you another 1,000 years, it will not be enough.
还有,为什么主耶稣好像在单眼?
How come another reason why it seems that God is slow?
其实不是单言,
in actual fact, he is not slow to fulfill his promise. He's giving you a chance.
你想想看,如果就是说今天晚上就来了,谁有把握,我这种属灵情况,我一定得就没问题。
If you consider if Jesus comes tonight, who has the who is sure that they will be able to be saved with their current state?
我有完全的信心,我有完全的爱心,我完全的忍耐。
Who is certain of their full faith, love, and perseverance?
如果主耶稣今天真的来接你,
Jesus truly came today.
你觉得准备好了吗?
Are you ready?
所以说知道我们还没准备好, 所以多给我们一点点时间。
Jesus knows that we are not ready, so he gives us a little bit more of time.
所以这里所谓的等候不是双手叫起躺在沙发吃着爆米花看着电视等什么时候来啊。
So this waiting mentioned here is not for us to lie down on our sofa and eat some popcorn to wait for God.
这里所谓的等候是一种不断的准备,不断的忍耐,不断的追求。
This waiting is a constant preparing, enduring and pursuing.
怕自己还差哪一点点。
Where we are scared that we are not good enough.
这个就是等候的心情啊。
This is the heart that you have when you're waiting.
你仔细看刚刚第一章第九节所说的, 第十节所说的。
Let's examine back to chapter 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 9.
等候那个他的儿子,就主耶稣基督。
Verse 10 it says, to wait for his son, which is the Lord Jesus.
这里怎么形容主耶稣?
How does it describe Jesus?
第一,从天降临, 他会从天再来。
First, it says he's coming from heaven.
一定会来了,
he will come.
再来了, 他已经从死里复活。
Next, he has already been raised from the dead.
他有胜过死亡, 他有生命的权柄。
He has overcome death. He has the authority of life.
但是关键最后一句话, 救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
And the most important is even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
为什么耶稣会愤怒?
Why is there wrath from Jesus?
2000年前耶稣来地上的时候是充满慈爱、温柔、忍耐的。
2000 years ago, when Jesus came, he was filled with mercy and love and meekness.
但是当主耶稣再来的时候,
but when Jesus comes again,
他的脸是愤怒的, 他的眼神是愤怒的。
His face will be filled with wrath.
因为这个世界背叛了他, 这个世界不断的犯罪。
Because this world has betrayed him, they continue to sin.
充满罪恶,
it's filled with sin.
不悔改,
they do not repent.
所以主耶稣来的时候, 那个眼目是发火的, 那个很可怕的。
So when Jesus comes again, he is filled with wrath. It is terrifying.
你今天有没有想想主耶稣的, 如果看到你, 那个笑容, 或者是面容是什么?
Have you considered if Jesus sees you today, what would his countenance be?
主耶稣会生气的。
Jesus will be angry.
将来主耶稣再来的时候就是很愤怒。
When Jesus comes again, he will be filled with wrath.
但是如果你准备好,
however, if you are prepared,
你真的有在追求他,
if you truly pursue him,
你生命已经改变了,
your life has changed.
虽然主耶稣对众人是愤怒, 但是他会救你出来, 把你放一边, 你知他对你是不一样的。
Although he pours his wrath out on the people, he will save you from that wrath.
哇, 这个世界现在我觉得很可怕。
I think that this world is very terrifying.
天天的新闻都很可怕。
The news is terrifying every day.
你怎么知道主耶稣真的快来？
How do you know that Jesus is coming soon?
我们看这个但以理书。
Let us read the book of Daniel.
但以理书。
Daniel.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
第四节。
Verse 4.
但以理书十二章第四节。
Daniel 12 verse 4。
啊，一二三。但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时，必有多人往来奔跑，至死就必增长。啊，这里告诉我们了，神对但以理所说的话。
Here these are the words of God to Daniel。
啊，我写给你这个书啊，这个但以理书啊，这个启示的书啊。
This book of Revelation that I've given to you.
但以理书就是旧约的启示录。
The book of Daniel is the revelations of the Old Testament.
就是说，但以理书所讲的跟启示录所讲的是对照的，是完全有对可以对得起来的。
They are in parallel to the book of Revelation.
然后呢，神说，但以理啊，你这个书呢封闭了，反正大家也看不懂。
Here God tells Daniel to seal up this book.
什么时候也会有人看懂呢？
Because people don't understand, when will people understand?
到末时，这是主耶稣来之前很短的那个时间。
At the end of days, that short period of time.
就是圣灵建立真教会。
This is when the Holy Spirit has established His true church.
因为有圣灵。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
看得懂启示录跟但以理书的对照，主耶稣来之前呢发生的所有的事情。
His people will understand how to read Revelations as well as Daniel.
啊，因为得救的计划进行到最后一部曲了，这是 finale 啊，我们叫音乐里面有一个叫 finale。这是最后一个最高潮的地方了，快来了。
Because the salvation plan has reached the finale.
但是你那个时候要封闭，因为大家看不懂。
But that before that time it has to be shut up because people don't understand.
但是后来末时会有人看得懂。
But at the end days people will understand.
啊，叫做已经出现了，真教会的出现已经很靠近主耶稣再来了。
And this is the time because the true church has appeared and.The end time is near.
那最后呢？主耶稣来之前呢，那个知识会增长到不行啊，已经爆炸。
At the end, before Jesus comes again, knowledge will increase.
大家要奔跑，大家要研究。
People will run to and fro.
知识就必增长。
And knowledge will increase.
以前大家可能以为说，哦，只是 internet 啊，只是国际网络、网际网络啊。
In the past, people will think about the internet.
这个还不是最厉害的。
That's not the most. That's not
现在新闻天天讲的就是 AI。
Now in the news every day we hear about AI。
太可怕了。
It's terrifying。
没有错，但是能力很强，推算力很强。
It's true. It is very effective tool。
人类竟然可以发明一个东西，是可以超过自己的推算力。
Humans were able to create something that can process faster than ourselves.
这个很可怕。
This is very terrifying.
人类没有办法创造生命，但是他创造一个机器，可以超过人类的推算力。
Humans are not able to create life, but it's able to create a machine that can surpass our own way of thinking.
可以用人的情感跟人对话。
It can use human emotions to speak to humans.
前两天的新闻，在日本有一个女人跟 AI 结婚了。
2 days ago, there was a news article that says in Japan there was a lady who married an AI.
现在很多孩子都不用谈恋爱了，天天就跟手机的 AI 来谈恋爱。
Nowadays, many people do not date anymore. They develop relationships with AI.
完全控制人的思想。
It has fully controlled the thoughts of man.
它是个很厉害的工具，但是正在控制人类的。思考的方向来发展。
It is a very effective tool. However, it is also controlling the minds of men.
它的知识增长就不用讲了。
The increase of knowledge does not need to be spoken of.
它知道的东西比任何一个专业的人都多。
The AI understands more than any professional.
这个这不是告诉我们主耶稣来的日子的更近了吗？
Isn't this telling us that the time of Jesus' second coming is even closer?
人类的知识已经到顶峰了。
The human knowledge has already reached its peak.
但是罪恶也会到顶峰。
But evil will also reach its peak.
人的心被蒙蔽也是到顶峰。
The masking of man's heart will also be reaching a peak.
现在就只剩那一点点时间。
There's only a short time left.
准备好了吗？
Are you ready?
准备好大事情发生了吗？
Are you ready for something great?
准备好主耶稣的愤怒了吗？
Are you ready for the Lord Jesus' wrath?
如果我们真的是把握住信仰的这三部曲。
If we truly take grasp of the three movements of our faith,
我们不是害怕。
Then we are not afraid.
主耶稣快来，赶快准备。
Jesus is coming soon. Let's prepare.
主耶稣要来接我们。
Jesus is coming to take us.
信仰在这个时候要冲刺啊！最后，好像跑100米，最后10米，哇，
We have been running this race for so long, and it's just the end. We have to run the end.
不是松懈的时候,
it's not time for us to relax.
信仰的三部曲,
it's the three movements of our faith.
有没有离开偶像, 归向神,
have you left the idols and returned to God?
有没有服侍那又真又活的神,
have you served this true and living God?
有没有等候神,
have you waited for God?
唱诗,
let's sing him.
457.
457.